All right, welcome back. Who's talking? We're all in the house tonight. Hobo Frank, Chris Sill. We got Phil Gosselin on the line, and Mr. Maloney is going to do the introduction, and then Chris Sill is going to do some pointed questions to his classmate at UVA. Go ahead, gentlemen.
All right, I'm going to lead off with the following. Phil Gosselin came to UVA from Malvern Prep High School up there in Westchester, PA. Played at UVA 2008, 2009, 2010. Primarily as an infielder, and he's carried his trade to the major leagues, where he was drafted by the Atlanta Braves, fifth round, no less. And he signed his contract June 20th, 2010. I know that had to be a big day for Philip. He's currently hitting .285 in spring training, which is a little bit better than what he's been averaging at .269. as his average in 2013-2014. So things are looking up. And on top of that, I was delighted to see Philip listed in Sports Illustrated, no less, in the preview edition with a little bit of lineage, although not too much commentary. And based upon the analysis by the visiting scout or whatever of the Atlanta Braves, it looks like he's going to get his chance to play quite a bit. So
let's .269. That was your grade point average first semester, wasn't it?
That's not very funny.
We're talking to Frank, not Phil. All right?
No, not Phil. Sure, Phil. You
know, Phil
was probably 3.69.
Yeah, that's probably close.
How about you were a basketball player? You were not some freaking Jefferson scholar. So back off.
All right, we got a guest on the line. That's let's get him
nice
talking.
All
right, Phil, how you doing, man?
Good, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. We've got Phil Gosselin. Would have been class 2011, was drafted 2010, playing with the Atlanta Braves. I read this morning an article that said that, because I know you were playing second base primarily when you were up with Atlanta at the end of last year, but I read an article that said you might actually be doing a little bit of center field work as well. So just kind of, would you mind just updating us with where you are and how spring ball is going and, you know, that potential transition to center field?
Yeah, it's been good. I play everywhere now. I got bring three gloves out with me every game, so bouncing around. Played a little today. I played third base and left field. I've had starts at second, short, third, center field, and left field. So yeah, doing a little bit of it all. Just trying to do whatever I can to get on the field and help the team win. So it's been swinging the bat a little better lately. So it's been, you know, we're winding down here, so trying to peak a little bit at the end as we get into the regular season and hopefully win a job on the, you know, on the opening day roster.
That's great. I know that last year you played, it says 46 games up in the big show. And then in 2013, you played a few games as well. Talk to us a little bit about the transition, because, I mean, you know, UVA, you guys, I talked with Tyler Wilson and Tyler Biddix last week, and you guys were really the class that really pushed UVA baseball to that next level, to that national contender every year, and playing at the highest level in college. And then you moved on and you really progressed through the minor leagues pretty quickly. You know, talk a little bit about the transition from going to UVA into the minor league system and then you're making it to the major leagues.
It's a little bit of a change at first, but our coaches at UVA were great. I know Coach Mack was, you know, a professional baseball coach, so that he had an idea. He was getting us ready. And the other coaches, too, you know, they know how to get us guys ready and develop them and improve them as we go along. So, you know, once I got the pro ball, I was in a lot better shape than, you know, a lot of guys that came out of high school or other colleges, because they didn't really, have the coaching and the background that I had. So it was a tough transition. It's a tough transition for anybody, but I think the UVA part of it really helped me kind of get right there and get going, and got up to a pretty good start in pro ball. So I owe that to the coaches a lot. They prepare you mentally, physically, all that. So it's been a big part of my career to go there, and they're a big reason why I've been able to play in the major leagues.
Sounds good. Philip, this is Frank. Welcome to Who's Talking. I understand that y'all had a good game today against the Detroit Tigers today in Lakeland, Florida. You were ahead 4-2 going into the ninth. Did you guys hold on?
Yeah, we held on and won. We had a nice little 1-2-3 inning there in the ninth, closed it out easy. So it's good to get, it's spring training, so wins and losses aren't the most important thing. But it's this last week is, you know, you want to get a little momentum going into the season.
Very good. Did you get a chance to get on the field today?
Yeah, I got in like the sixth or seventh, played left field, and then I played third base the rest of the game, and got an RBI single on my only at bat. So.
Oh, good for you.
Good day. Good day. I guess you guys are good luck. Maybe I'll have to call in.
There you go.
Keep getting hit.
You know, Phil, you know, you talked a little bit about the coaches preparing you for Major League Baseball, but what are some of the key or primary differences between college and Major League Baseball?
You know, the biggest thing is just the everyday playing. You know, college, it's four or five games a week, which is a lot compared to high school, you know. But 7 days, you know, you'll play 20, 25 days in a row up here, and that's, I mean, that's no joke. It's really going to wear on you physically, but mentally is the biggest thing. You got to, it really challenges the UVA to be mentally strong, mentally tough, you know, be locked in the whole game, especially that, you know, last couple innings where the game really, really matters and the things are magnified. So I think that, that's been a big part of it, just the mental side of it. I've been able to, you know, handle the failures that come along with baseball and hopefully stay consistent as possible. Let the failures are going to come, but get right back up as soon as you can and help the team.
Excellent comments. Phil, we have to jump to our bottom of the hour break. We'd like to carry you over the break and bring you back on the other side if it's all right.
Sounds good.
All right, stay with us. This is Who's Talking. We're enjoying a conversation with Phil Gosselin.